Okay, I want to welcome Esther, who's going to speak tonight on step three, page 6263. Esther, would you, may we record you?
That's fine, Sandy.
Okay,
Thank you.
and would you like a 5-minute warning when your time is almost up?
Yes, that would be lovely.
Okay, Barbara will let you know when it's when you got 5 minutes. Okay, go ahead, it's all yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the meeting. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Barbara, for the timing and everybody who is doing service. And I would like to thank God most of all because he led me to this share today. Very suddenly, I was asked by Judith, and I'm sure that God guided you too, I hope. And I didn't hesitate for a minute because I'm at a place where I think I might have some thoughts and observations to share with you, and we can connect through those as well. But first of all, I would like to connect with God and ask Him to help me set aside everything I think I know and also everything I'm convinced I know about Him, the 12 steps, especially step three, surrender, what it means to fully give my life and will to God, so that I can have an open mind and gain new experiences about all these, but most importantly, Him and my relationship with Him. Amen. So my name is Esther. I'm a food addict, and also I'm a chaos creator, fixer, controller. I really love the term selfaholic, which I've been learning here in BBA. And in the last couple of weeks, I have found myself in a place where this selfaholic nature or obsession about self, obsession with self is just at a high peak, I think. It has been standing out for me. And I thought that this would just be a very, very good opportunity for me to share some things about that. And maybe it's also a very selfish motive because as I was preparing this afternoon or early evening, I thought maybe this. So oftentimes, the lead shares give me so much hope and shed light to a lot of things that I wouldn't think of by myself. But I thought that maybe I will use this opportunity to bring some questions or doubts or struggles or maybe just questions. I wouldn't call them struggles, but definitely big, big questions that I have been, well, struggling with since still. A big part of that is the fact that we started reading Harry Thibault's papers with a very, very dear friend of mine, Petra. And we, in the last couple of weeks, every Sunday evening, we have an hour session of discussing one or the other of the papers. And yesterday we talked about this ego paper. And I think it was definitely a big shock for me to read and also to start letting in the thoughts that he puts into words into my own reality. And also, I'd like to share with you that in the last few weeks, I have been experiencing a lot of disturbance and a lot of unease or dis-ease, a lot of agitation, a lot of irritation in my everyday, day-to-day life. And so when I sat down, okay, I didn't have too much time to prepare, so maybe this will not be well put together, but I'm fine with that. And but when I sat down, the first thought that came to me was step three, step three. And I knew that I am at a point again in my recovery where perhaps a new layer is going to be revealed, and some of the revealing has already started. And as we were doing this 3-minute meditation before, or at the beginning of our meeting, this thought came to me, I'm sure from God, in a very loving voice, that you are where you need to be. And you are here at this point of your recovery because I have led you here, and you are ready to see new things about your recovery. So that gave me a lot of hope. And I opened the big book, searching for the place where this step three paragraphs are, and I opened it on page 63. And on the in the top paragraph, I started reading that from the top, and automatically the sentences turned into questions, and I started to read it this way. And reflecting on these last couple of weeks, so I asked myself, this talks about if or when I sincerely take such a position, all sorts of remarkable things follow. And I have had this experience both in my OA step work and also maybe even more in my BBA step work, that already around step three, a beautiful promises started to become reality in my life. But I had to ask myself, am I ready to take this position again? And in the last couple of weeks, I'm reminded again and again that recovery is not, a course where you get a degree at the end and then you are out and you can go into the world and, act or function with this deeper knowledge. I will never graduate from this course or from this journey. I will be always, well, I hope I will always be walking this path. But I, because of the last week's disturbance and very, well, I don't know how to say that in English now. The words don't find me very much. So am I ready to take this position again? And I can say I'm ready, but at the same time, I can also say I'm full of fear, especially after reading Thibaut's ego paper, because the things that were revealed in that and the depths that it opened up for me just filled me with a lot of questions, a lot of uncertainty, and shed a new light on how much of a selfaholic I am. And it's very interesting to see again this next layer of me being full of myself in my everyday life, and also how easily I can go back to this self-centered, self-soothing, self-focused life in the everyday ordinary things. I have a new employer, and employer, the word that we use for God as an employer, it means a lot to me. I am a self-employed woman, and I remember in my BBA step work, that was a very important conversation for me that I had with one of our fellows, and she showed me that no, you're not self-employed, you are God-employed. So I every time I come across this line, I think of that, and I would like him to employ me. I would like him to show me what to do, and I don't want to, and I cannot decide this. When I read this ego paper by Thibaut, I think the most overwhelming thing for me was that my overachieving, eminent student, good girl self immediately saw that as a huge amount of new tasks that I need to solve and tick and finish and do and perfectly, of course, so that I can become even better at my recovery. And that's why and that's when my eyes wandered onto page 62. And actually, this line, God makes that possible, is highlighted for me already. And when I read this, I almost started to cry, because that was such a relief to be reminded, and I forget this. I always forget this, that it's not my job to do all, to do recovery. Of course, I need to do step work. I need to, listen and be ready and hear what God wants me to do. But if I take that on, I think that just means the end of my recovery journey sooner or later, because it will be impossible for me. For me, by myself, recovery is mission impossible. But for God, nothing is impossible. And he makes that possible that I cannot make possible for myself. And then there are some questions that I needed to ask myself, such as, do I feel that this new power is flowing in my life? And in the last couple of weeks, my honest answer has to be no, I don't feel that. I used to feel it, and maybe 2 months ago I did feel it, but right now I don't feel that, or the volume of that, or the power of that is much smaller. And so, why is that? Do I enjoy a peace of mind? Well, that's a definite no, my answer to that is. And again, if I look back in the last couple of weeks, I kept searching for the reasons. Why is that? Why is that? Why is that? Thinking that if I find the reason for that, that will be the solution, and that will take me out of this dis-ease. Can I face life successfully? Successfully means somehow with power, with energy, also with contentment, with a set, not satisfaction, maybe contentment is the good word. And again, my answer would be no to that. Okay, so if I turn these into the questions, and I am, yes, and this last one, which I can't find them now, but more or less I can find them. So, do I lose my fear, or am I losing my fear of today, tomorrow, or the hereafter? So, having fear is such a big sign for me that I am off track again. And also, as I was preparing, it came to me that now I can talk about this maybe without tears. And perhaps a year ago or 2 years ago, if I got to this point, or when I got to this point that I am full of fear, I would have cried, because I would have thought that it's my fault and I should have found a solution for that already, and I didn't. And now somehow, I think, thanks to BBA, I am in a much more loving place. Thanks to God, I am in a much more loving place. So, yes, I am full of fear about this next step and about this next layer, about realizing how much I am not counting on God in my everyday life, realizing how much I think I need to make my own recovery possible. And forgetfulness always switches in, or kicks in for me. So these questions came very, very handy for me as I was preparing today. Okay. I don't know how much time do I have, Barbara. Can you help me out? 6 minutes. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. You know, this urge to be able to say something is very, very strong in me. And as I was sitting before the meeting and, you know, arriving at God's presence and asking him, okay, I really don't know what to say. I have so many thoughts and this shaken, so yes, I am shaken, and I am disturbed by all the things that I read yesterday, and uncertain about how to process or how to go on and what next steps to make and how to do step three. I don't even know. But somehow God told me, you know, if you don't do anything else, just read the big book, pages 62 and 63, three times. That's enough. So I'm just grateful again that I don't want to perform. I don't want to show you things that I don't have. And also, I feel safe enough to show uncertainties and to share fears with you and to share perhaps doubts with you, not about recovery, not about God, not about my place here, but about how to go on, and whether I can make this next step, which seems now like a huge leap of faith. although God is telling me that there is no question about that, especially because it's not me who has to jump alone, but it will be Him carrying me to the next place. And perhaps the last thing that I want to add to this is found on page 62 at the bottom of that page. And it says that this concept was the keystone of the new and triumphant arch through which we pass to freedom. Freedom used to, it's always been a very important concept for me, or I always felt that I had such a deep yearning for freedom. And since a very young age, I think I have always thought that I'm fighting for my freedom, and I've always been imprisoned by a lot of things or held captive by a lot of things. Perhaps a lot of that was done by myself. I don't know, but reading this, that God makes it possible. God makes freedom possible. God is the one who is freedom for me. And step three, and surrender, complete surrender right now, as much as I am able to do that with God's help. And being in the where I am now, being in the reality of where I am now, which is very, very difficult for me to accept that that is enough. That is enough to start building this arch into freedom. I don't think I have any more to share right now, but thank you so much for listening, and yeah, thank you.